You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
A little while ago, I said to you, who is the most interesting person you know? Even eccentric. And man, everyone said the same thing. Our guest tonight said, this is the man you need to be talking to. And we actually put a picture on for you on the Scenic Drive Facebook page right now. It's Dr. Philippe. How do you pronounce your surname? Is it Fleischner?
Fleischner.
Fleischner. And he's a vet. Actually, his wife is a vet as well, no?
Yes.
And you run your practice where?
In Four Ways Gardens, Witkoppen area.
Four Ways Gardens, that's where they have it. And a lot of people know you very well. And they said you must speak to him. He's the most well-known hippie in that area. And he's a vet. Nice to see you. So, all right, you've been a vet for how long?
Qualified in 1984.
All right. That's a while back.
That's prehistoric times.
Like you're from France, is it?
Yes, I was born in Paris, France. Yes.
Yeah, so you can go anytime. You can go back.
No, I don't want to. I want to stay in Johannesburg.
We like it here. The weirdness and the crime and the likes is for you.
Yes.
And you are close to the cradle of humankind?
Indeed.
Spiritual home of the human race?
Yes, so they say.
So why did you decide to come here? Why did you finish studying and then you came here?
Well, I studied at Ondersoekhout, actually. Yes, at Tuckies.
That's wonderful. Wonderful place as well.
Yes.
Wonderful faculty.
Very good.
All right, so... And then you opened your practice. Now, I just want to get to, before we get to the pet problems, because there's a lot of people with pet problems who need your help tonight. But before we get there, this hippo in St. Lucia, hanging around the engine, I don't know if you saw the video.
I have not, no.
It's hanging around the engine. A lot of people have been wondering why.
The engine petrol station.
That's it, sir.
Maybe it needs petrol.
Just wanted to check what might be the reason. It's on, caught it on video, and everyone's saying it was there for a chomp, but it's not there for a chomp. I don't know what. Why would it go to a petrol station, hang around the forecourt?
Maybe there's some grazing there or something. Maybe it wants a human contact.
You think that's the thing?
You know, humans can be quite tasty, I think, for them.
The part of the video that I missed, which I wanted to see, was that hippo pulling in there and there's attendants looking, you know, for the petrol cap. Trying to open the bonnet. But, alright, so your philosophy is in a little book called Love, Life, Laughter.
Yes.
And if you can put this into one paragraph, what is your philosophy?
Philosophy is basically to increase positivity and to increase collective conscious awareness. That's in a nutshell.
Can I need to explain it? No, this is not 7-8-2. You need to explain things to us. No, Jeremiah.
Well, we're all part of the same oneness, I believe, in my opinion. Okay, and we're all pretty closely related. And I feel that a lot of people are divided by fear and negativity, divide and rule tactics. And that's what divides the whole world at the moment. As far as I'm concerned, it's a fear-based world. And I believe it should be a love-based world. And everyone would get on a lot better. And the biggest problem is egos. Egos cause all conflict on this planet, I believe.
Amen. I like this guy already. Mm-hmm. Sorry, doctor. Why did you decide to become a vet?
I decided to become a vet when I was living in Sweden. And we were exposed to... There was this farmer with a dairy farm. And I came into contact with dairy cows. And I really got fond of them. And we had dogs and cats. And at 6 years old, I decided I'm going to become a vet.
Well, I can see why you're in Johannesburg. Because in Pretoria East, no woman with a Yorkie will hand a Yorkie to you. Okay. Looks like he will eat the Yorkie. You don't look like a vet.
What does a vet look like?
Not like you.
Who says what a vet must look like?
A manual. Is there... Check for Dr. Philippe Eich. You have to see. I love your look. I got my first tattoo last week. Look at that. What do you think of that? What
change
it says.
Changeable. That's excellent.
That's good, eh?
That's really good.
And Joe got his first as well last week.
What does it say, Joe?
It's got my kids' names on it there, and it's just a pair of headphones.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So we're gonna go for piercings next day, Joe.
Well, I mean, I already had a piercing, but I wouldn't mind, yeah. Well, Dr. B also, apparently, he got his first tattoo at 46.
Yeah, then your skin's already stretched, you know, so they stay longer.
And you can inject yourself with something to ease the pain. Give yourself lather, it's at work, you it's out of this life. Anyway...
The Scenic Drive with Rion, exclusive to Jacaranda FM, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.